It's starting to feel like mosquito season out there, and even though there's no evidence the Zika virus is making its way up to our area, local researchers are helping in the search for a vaccine using your computer. WHYY's Tanya English reports that researchers at Rutgers University want to use a bit of your extra computing power to help find a medicine to treat Zika.
The Zika virus is spread by mosquito bites, and during pregnancy, an infection can result in a serious birth defect. There's no vaccine to prevent or a medicine to cure Zika. But scientists at Rutgers University, New Jersey Medical School are part of a supercomputing project aiming to kickstart the drug discovery process. Professor Joel Frundlich's lab is conducting virtual experiments to pinpoint existing drugs or compounds that could crack Zika.
Sort of a key that could open up a lock. A lock is essentially a vulnerability, a weakness of the virus that we can try to exploit through a drug.
People who want to help by volunteering some of their computing power can download an application to their smartphone or other devices. Rutgers researcher Alex Perryman says it might cost you a bit of extra electricity, but otherwise it's free.
So you can be, you know, surfing online or listening to some music, and the rest of your CPU power can go to help us screen these compounds to see if they might work against Zika.
After narrowing down the number of candidate drugs and some preliminary chemistry work, the next step is to test them against the Zika virus in a so-called wet lab. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.